This is number 3 of our Sahaja Yoga programs. If you have not heard the first of these programs, we suggest you do. It is about the gaining of self-realization, the simple experience which is basic to Sahaja Yoga meditation. So it would be best to hear the first program first. Now, left, right, and center. There's been lots of research, discussion, and writing about the nature of the two hemispheres of the brain. The general consensus is that the left hemisphere is about activity and planning, outgoing activities, while the right hemisphere of the brain is about reflection and knowledge and turning inward. The philosopher and psychologist Ian McGilchrist has written a book about it called The Master and His Emissary. For him, the master is the right side of the brain with its wisdom and depth of understanding, while the left side is the emissary, the servant, the provider, the one who is always on the lookout for the new, the stimulating, the self-satisfying. He writes that unless the two, the master and the emissary, the left and the right, are in balance, the individual, as well as the society, can have problems. Which is to say that we're in trouble if the ego and the superego are not behaving themselves. The second part of his book is a history of the last 2,500 years in terms of how the collective hemispheres of the tribe or culture or nation can shift as a mass more to the left or more to the right. In other words, lose balance. In the Middle Ages, for instance, the right hemisphere of the brain dominated, with its religion, its superstitions, fears, and so on. At the Renaissance, however, there was a shift towards the collective left hemisphere with its investigations, discoveries, and individuality. McGilchrist reckons that at this moment in time, the emissary, the collective left hemisphere of the brain, has become overactive and arrogant, to the point where it is in danger of breaking away from the master and causing massive disasters. This, he claims, has caused our present-day aggressive materialism, our overactivity, our fixation on the future, and our ongoing wars and the threats of wars. Our tensions. Coming back to the individual now, we know that if the left side of the head gets a severe knock, the right side of the body can become paralyzed. And the opposite is also true. A knock on the right side of the head can cause paralysis on the left side of the body. This shows that there are connections between the hemispheres of the brain and the opposite sides of the body. Their nervous systems are, in each case, directly linked. These two nervous systems cross behind and a little above the eyes. These linked systems have been known for centuries by Indian philosophers and Eastern religions. It is basic to Ayurvedic medicine. You have probably seen charts of chakras, of energy centers that also reflect these different nervous systems. I hope the next point I make isn't too confusing. In Sahasra Yoga, we refer to the nervous system that links the right side of the body to the left hemisphere of the brain as the right channel. And the other one we call the left channel. It is easier to explain this with a chart, and there is one on the Sahasra Yoga website. On this chart, the right channel is shown in yellow and the left channel in blue. The link to the chakra chart can be found in the description of the podcast. Now, the left channel, leading to the right hemisphere of the brain, the superego, is concerned with our yesterdays, our memories, our conditionings, our history, our feelings. While the right channel, leading to the left hemisphere, the ego, is concerned with our tomorrows, our planning, our thinking, our action. Both are needed, and when they work in tandem, life is good. But when they are out of balance, we have all sorts of difficulties. If the attention is too much in the left channel, we can become depressed, have aches and pains, and in the extreme become scared and hide away from life. If, however, the attention is too much in the right channel, we can become tense, demanding, angry, even violent. Illnesses can result from ill balance in either channel. But with self-realization and meditation, a third channel comes into play, the central channel. This is the white or the clear line in the chakra chart between the yellow and the blue. This central channel opens up when we receive our self-realization and allows our attention to come to the center, allows us to gain that meditation which can, when undertaken regularly, bring us health, well-being, and a relaxed joy. Here is Srimatiji Nirmala Devi, the founder of Sahasra Yoga, talking about this central energy system. If you look at the chart on the web while Srimatiji talks, it will help you to understand.
As you can see, there are seven centers within us. And these subtle centers are placed in the spinal cord and in the brain. These cater to our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual needs. On the physical side, they manifest the energy for the use of our plexuses, which look after our physical problems. That is on the right side. The energy which is supplied by this yellow line, a subtle channel, we call it as the Pingala Nadi. This supplies energy for our physical and mental actions. So this is the power of action within us, which also caters to the right sympathetic nervous system. The another channel you see on the left-hand side is the channel by which we desire, put our energy to our desire. So this is the power of desire and looks after our emotions. This is the one which looks after our conditionings also. At the end of these two channels, they create two institutions. One on the right side crosses over, and the yellow balloon that you see is the ego, is the balloon of ego that we have. And the left-hand side one, which conditions our mind, is the balloon of superego. As we start growing in age, by the time we are 12 years of age, these two completely meet and the soft bone in our head becomes completely calcified. Now there's third energy within us, which is in the center. And this center, central energy, is the one which has made us human beings. And these centers are the milestones of our evolution. So now the last jumping is left out. It has reached up to the limbic area. Now, only thing is it has to break through the soft bone on the head and break through that, which is the actualization of baptism. Baptism is not an artificial thing. It is an actualization. But the energy that does it is, we call it sleeping energy, in the triangular bone called as sacrum. That means the Greeks knew that this is a sacred bone, that they called it sacrum. This energy has to rise and break through that fontanelle bone area and connect us to that subtle divine power which we have never felt during human awareness.
Next time we will be talking about how this knowledge can be used to bring about balance and peace. But for now, sit quietly for a few moments. Put the hands on the lap, palm upward, close the eyes, and take the attention to the top of the head. If any thoughts come into the mind, let them go and sit in thoughtless awareness. Anyone can develop their self-realization on their own, but it is far easier and more fulfilling to share the process. Sahaj Yoga holds public programs all over the world. To find one near to you, go to our website, freemeditation.com.au. freemeditation.com.au. Thank you for listening. Till next time, your host, Brian Bell.